Born in 1982 in Australia, Geordie Kerwick is a self-taught painter and sculptor who lives in the south of France with his wife and young children, who all feed into his works. So tigers and bears, unicorns and snakes merge with his favourite books, flowers and landscapes to create something close to fairy tale images. In this work, Kerwick avoids the normal constraints of adulthood and of the art world. Napoleon, Vertical Plains, is hand-carved from Portland stone, and it depicts a double-headed unicorn ridden by a winged, wolf-headed humanoid figure. These are mythical hybrid creatures that have appeared in his paintings and are seen here for the first time as sculpture. Portland stone is an English limestone found on the Dorset coast, where it's been quarried since Roman times. In fact, it was used to build St. Paul's Cathedral. And Kerwick has created a very sturdy, blocky carving that resembles early English medieval gargoyles, which seems very appropriate. The figure riding the unicorn is called Napoleon, who today we read as an extraordinary technical innovator and military strategist, but also as a despot who cast himself as a Roman emperor. And of course, we still see leaders today who are gripped by similar egocentric and narcissistic behaviours. Kerwick has heightened the figure's absurdity by making him a hybrid wolfman and having him ride a mythical double-headed beast. The title of the sculpture is taken from Ken Webster's book Vertical Plains, which is a supernatural detective story recounting the author's bizarre and apparently real correspondence between himself and someone who lived in his house 400 years before. So Kerwick is connecting to the power and the human need for storytelling, and he's drawing on themes that zigzag across time and reflect on current rulers and contemporary fears.